If you have your Bibles, I encourage you to open them to John chapter 2, and then you also might want to put your finger in John chapter 19. As many of you know, I've been speaking through the book of John, and we're supposed to be in John chapter 8, but we'll go back there next week because of this day, which would be Mother's Day, and the title of the message is The Love of a Mother. Now, I know this can happen at times, and so just hear me in this. Sometimes mothers come and ready for a good Mother's Day sermon, so I've got one for all you mothers, and I'm going to hammer you hard, okay? Is every mom ready? Tell you how terrible you are? No, I'm not going to do that. There's some interesting things from the scripture that I want to point out that show us about Jesus's mom, whose name was Mary, as you all know, and sometimes in a Mother's Day message, some of you that are not mothers, which includes myself, like, well, I'll just turn my hearing aid off and I'll take a little nap because, well, this is not really going to apply to me. And I think there are some things in the scripture today that can apply to each of us, even though we're not a mom. It was in 1908 that Anna Jarvis gave her mother a white carnation, and that started Mother's Day. So if you are a lady in the room, whether you are a mother or not, if you are a lady in the room as you leave today, please get a carnation. There's not so many white ones, but there are different colored ones that you can grab a carnation for. And I just want to say, mothers, thank you. I know that sometimes Mother's Day can be kind of a tough day for some of you. There are some in our midst that are single moms. I don't understand how single moms can even do it at times. And if you're a single mom, thank you for being a single mom. That's tough. I was talking with my mother today. It's an hour later in Mitchell, so I didn't wake her up, but hopefully I was the first of the kids to call. There's two daughters in the family as well, two sisters I have, so hopefully I was number one. I don't know, but hopefully I was. And she said, yes, and us moms, sometimes when we get out of the picture for a little bit, nobody really understands what we do. And so thank you, mothers, for what you do. There are some moms in the room that have been divorced. And in divorce situations, that can cause all kinds of different feelings that happen. And moms, sometimes there's feeling of failure. I'm going to talk about this a little bit later. Moms sometimes feel very alone. If I asked for a show of hands, I think almost every mom in the room would say I have felt rejected at some point in time, and so there's senses of that. There are some who have lost hope, and there can be a difficult time. Some of you who are mothers in the room, you've lost your mom, and this can be a tough day for some of you because you would call mom. And she was one that you would refer to, and you would hey, and now that phone call is not there anymore. Some of you had or have a fractured relationship with your mom. Whatever you can do, the scripture says, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. And that includes our moms. So if you're in the room today and you have a fractured relationship with your mother, try to repair that. Some of you in the room have lost children. As a mom or as a dad, I can't even imagine that. And it can be a tough day when you think about Mother's Day. I believe women who get to be moms, that their number one job is to be a mom from childhood and beyond. I think it's a grand thing. And in a day and age where careers are valued and women, you can have a career, that's fine. But I think that when you become a mom, that trumps everything. You get to be a mom because that's who God has made you to be. A career is going to come and go, but your kids, they still tug at your heart. And if I may say this, moms, don't feel bad about being a mom. If you skip something in your career or you do something a little different because, well, if it's for your kids, it's okay because you're a mom. And God has enabled you to be a mom. And if you're a mom, be the best mom you can be. Don't look over at the lady across the room and say, well, look at her. Don't do that, because we all can compare, but you be the best mom you can be. You can get ideas from others, but they aren't you, and God has placed you with your children for this specific time. Moms, you are very important to each of us. Without our moms, we would not have life. Some of our mothers have passed on, others are still with us, and most of us have a good relationship with our mom. And why is that? Because I think our mothers continue to hold out hope for us. They continue to say, you can do it. If I may say, I'm going to pick on the dads for a moment. Sometimes dads are just like, get over it and move on. And moms are the ones that come along and say, you know, be kind. And so thank you, moms, for caring for us, even when others don't. So, happy Mother's Day. Grab a carnation on your way out. Andrea Burke wrote this, talking of mothers. You want to carry a child in your bones and lay down your life for them for more than 18 years? You want to lay down your life and learn to die to self for the rest of your life? You want to serve someone with all your heart, body, and soul? You want to master the art of cooking for a crowd and have clean clothes and end each day knowing that there's a group of people who look to you as one of their anchors and rocks? You want to work your tired body from dawn to dusk for love? I wish we loved the strength it takes for a woman to become a wife and a mother. But the souls that move in bodies in and around my home, they are a legacy and an investment that I do not ever regret giving it all for. When I'm weary and feeling empty, when my life goals feel lifetimes away and my body isn't the one that I have hoped I'd have, I can promise you I wouldn't give them up for 1,000 trips around the world, a perfect waistline, or a name linked to fame. Thanks, moms, for being those that carry us as children inside of your womb. If you know my mom, she stands at 5'2" on a really tall day. And my dad stands at 5'6". So I'm like the giant in my family. I'm thankful for my mother. We've been in John, and now I want to jump into the scripture. And I figured we'd look at John today and see, what does it say about Jesus' mom? So I'm going to start in John chapter 2. I'm going to read just the first five verses. And then I'm going to jump over to chapter 19, and I'm going to read verses 25 to 27. Chapter 2 is when Jesus and his mom are at a wedding at Cana of Galilee. We've already looked at this story, but we're going to look at it in a little different light here. Here's what it says in John chapter 2, verse 1. If you don't happen to have a Bible, you can find one in a chair rack in front of you. It's on page 887. On the third day, there was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus also was invited to the wedding with his disciples. When the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does that have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." I'm going to stop there, and now I'm going to go to John chapter 19, towards the end of Jesus' life, verse 25 to 27. It's on page 905. It's where he's on the cross. And here's verse 25. "But standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, 'Woman, behold your son.' Then he said to the disciple, 'Behold your mother.' And from that hour, the disciple took her to his own home." First thing I want you to see here, I think. Number one, a mother knows. A mom just knows. Mary knew what Jesus could do. All of you moms believe in your children. And moms just know. How do they know? I don't know. They just know. I don't know if you have ever been this way, if you're a mom in the room, but I think you probably have. There's been a time in your life where you've just known there's something going on in one of your children, one of your grandchildren's life, and you just know. How do you know those things? I think it's something about being a mom. Again, sometimes dads are oblivious to whatever is going on. And mom says, I think my child, my son, my daughter, is just having a rough time. And the dad's like, really? Okay. Moms, you just know. Jesus' mom knew. I personally don't think she knew exactly what he was going to do. Maybe she did. But she knew that Jesus could do something, so she's like, do it. He has the power to do this. What could Jesus do? He could turn water into wine. Moms, thanks for knowing your kids. And I want to encourage you, if you're a mom in the room, continue to know your kids. Continue to get to know them. It's one of those things I haven't done yet. And I'm going to do that in a couple of years here. And then it's going to just kind of move kind of quickly. And what that thing is my eldest is going to go off to college or off to somewhere. And then there's going to be a whole new realm of things that are going on that I have no idea about. Scary at some point in time. Also, great. Wonderful. That's what they're supposed to do. But they're going to come home and, hey, I met. And they're going to give a name of some name. And I have no clue who that person is, and I hope that person's all right. Get to know your kids, even when they leave the home, even when you're not around them. You know their talents, their successes, their plans. You know a lot of stuff, but know them. Don't know all of that. Know that stuff, but know them. Sometimes the current attitude, happenings, frustrations, joys, busyness can wait out the no to just survive. Don't let the enemy take away what you know. Know your kid. Mary knew her kid. She even knew this, and she hadn't seen any previous miracles. She hadn't seen it ever happen before, but she knew there was something in Jesus. She said, just do whatever he says. She knew. Thanks, moms, for knowing. Number two, I want you to see this. A mother is unseen. All you moms in the room are like, well, duh. That's not a hard one. Jesus' mother is unseen. In verses 1 to 5, where is Mary's name? Do you ever see it? You don't see it. This is what it says, the mother of Jesus. Jesus calls her woman. Verse 5, his mother said to the servants, woman, that's not really all that enduring, is it? Moms, many times you are unseen, unknown. I even think that can happen with dads, and this is where I'll enter in for all of us here. Sometimes as dads or as friends or as grandparents, we're unseen. Spouses, and we can rebel at that. But knowing that being unseen is okay, it's not a bad thing. Mary was able to be unseen. We don't see her name. No thanks was given to her. I mean, do you see that in the scripture? Where does it say? And after everyone had a lot of wine, they went back to Jesus' mom named Mary and said, thank you for letting us know that Jesus could do that so we could make this happen. It doesn't happen. It's unseen. She's never thanked. Wonder if that's ever true for you in the room if you are a mom. If you're a child in the room, make sure you thank your mother. And moms, I just want to say this. We apologize. Many times we don't say thank you. Mary's unseen, yet she played an important role. A few months ago, I preached in the Christmas Eve service about the fact in Matthew chapter 2, Jesus is never, his name is never mentioned. It's not even mentioned as Redeemer, Savior, Lord, Christ, even Jesus. And if you look back in Matthew chapter 2, what's the name given? Does everyone remember? Good, I'm glad you remember. Well, I'll point you back to chapter 2. The child. Rise and take the child is how Jesus is referred to in Matthew chapter 2. If you look in Matthew chapter 2 as well, you know what else it says? Mary's name is mentioned in verse 11. But then in verse 13, 14, 20, and 21, Mary is not mentioned, but guess what she's referred to as? The child and his mother. The child and his mother. And so he took the child and his mother and went away. Moms, sometimes you're missed. That you're put on the back stool. That no one rises up and says thank you. And so we thank you today for being a mom. And be confident from what Luke tells us in his gospel in Luke 2:19. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. Thanks for your ponderings, Mom. Number three, a mother has a presence. A mother has a presence. There was a toddler who was having a furious tantrum, and his mom was unfazed. Here's what she said. You may as well give up on the crying. You're stuck with me for 18 years. The servants, who may or may not have known Mary, listened to her. She was there. She was present. Moms, thanks for being present. And if you're a mom in the room and you're not present in your kids' lives, let me spur you on. Get to those things. Be present. I understand careers can take a place. But let me just say something else, moms. And let me pull out my little gadget. Be present, moms. Don't be present with this. Sometimes we get distracted by these things or a computer or a phone call. Moms, be present. I think that can apply to all of us here. Don't spend too much time in your career, your Facebook, or sports, or hobbies, or music. They all come and go, but your child will be with you the rest of your life. So be present. My mom exemplified this pretty good, actually. She was present. I don't know if you know my mom, but my mom does not, I think it's a fair statement to make. She doesn't care about sports one bit. I like sports. I may watch a game or two this afternoon on the television to see who wins the Game 7 in the NBA playoffs. Some of you moms like sports. You go out and you play. You wrestle. You throw the football. Some of you stay inside. And whatever you do, that's okay. My mom, though, was present. She would attend my basketball games. I played in Lincoln, and then I also played at Chanute, and Chanute, Kansas is where I graduated, and my mom would show up at my basketball games. Do you know what she'd do at my basketball games? This is not hers. This is my daughter's. But she would sew. I don't know if she ever knew when I was in the game. I don't know if she ever knew that I shot the ball. I don't know if she ever knew that I took a charge. But she was there. She was present. I'm assuming that somebody received her embroidered pillowcase that was sewn at a Chanute Blue Comets basketball game. My mom didn't like sports a whole lot. But she'd come and she'd support me. Thank you, moms, for when you're present, even when you really don't want to be present. I have a daughter that plays soccer. And she plays soccer out at these soccer fields out here. I don't know if you've been to the soccer fields, but I think there's probably been one time in the last 22 years that there hasn't been wind blowing out at the soccer field. Yeah, amen. And so it's a little cool out there most of the time. And yet, her mom comes and watches her play even when it's cold. I usually stand on the sideline and get that taken care of. You don't have to scream to make your presence known. Now, some of you are screamers, and you show up at events, and you embarrass your kids or your grandkids. Be present. Thank you, moms, for the times that you're present. Here's a challenge for some moms as well as some dads in the room. Can you be present more in your kids' lives? Now, I've also have been to some track meets of my children, and one specific time, there was a dad who ran on the inside of the track with his child around the track. I'm not asking you to be that present, okay? You probably shouldn't do that. But thank you, moms, for those of you who stuck it out, even when it wasn't the most convenient. Keep being present mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. Your presence spiritually in your child's life is so valuable. I know as I preach this message that there are some of you that have adult children that are not real close to the Lord. You continue to pray for them. You continue to send them a prayer in the mail, or you send them a scripture in the mail, not condemnation. You just continue to let them know that God loves them, and so do you. Be present. Number four, Mary cared. We don't have any recording of Mary's response to Jesus. We're not sure where she's at most of his life. Now, we've seen a movie or two where she seems to kind of be in the background. But I believe that she was around. And it shows us that she was around expressly at the cross. If you're a mom, you would have been there as well. You're the one that continues to stand and watch and worry. Anybody worry about? Anyway, worry and wait and listen and pray for your child. You have a special connection with your child that no one else does. Mary was not alone at the cross. If you go to John chapter 19, then you see she wasn't alone at the cross, but she was alone at the cross. Some of you moms understand that. Even dads, you understand that. You might be with people, but you are alone. Please know that you're not alone. Jesus is there with you. It must have been agonizing to see her son on the cross. Some of you have seen your child, not on a cross, but in a similar situation. And Mary cared. Where did that come from? It came from God helping Mary. I think it's something that's bred into mothers. I'm thankful for a mom who cared. Aren't you thankful that your mom cared for you? I have another quote here. It's rather lengthy, but let me read it to you. It's written by Henry Bosch. It's my conviction that many a mother will occupy a higher position in God's kingdom than many prominent Christian leaders whom we might expect to find in places of greater honor. Think of some of the great men of the Bible like Moses, Samuel, and Timothy. Where would they have been had it not been for their praying, spirit-led mothers? Think of Augustine, John Newton, and the zealous Wesleys. Their names may never have lighted the pages of history had it not been for the blessed influence of godly mothers. The simple prayers from our infant lips were but echoes from our mother's heart. Can we ever forget the soft caresses of those hands of blessing on our head as we knelt by our beds? Can we fail to remember her night vigils, her season of intercession, her well-marked Bible, and her words of admonition, Her actions spoke eloquently of him who taught us of the greater love of God. What a tragedy to neglect the counsel of a godly mother. What eternal consequences to reject her God. If you have wandered from her teaching, turn to Christ before it is too late and make sure of meeting her in heaven. Proverbs 1:8, do not forsake the law of your mother. The fifth thing I want you to see is this. Jesus cares for moms. Jesus cares for moms. How do we know that? From John chapter 19. I won't go into too much of a description here, but Jesus was hanging on the cross. He was brutally beaten, and if he had any clothes on him, he probably didn't have much on at all. In a very vulnerable spot is where Jesus is at that point in time. He knows he's going away, and so at that moment, he says, John, I need you to take care of my mom. Quite a moving moment. That's when the sound would come up, if it was in a movie of some kind, of when Jesus would look down and he'd say, would you take care of my mom? See, Jesus cares for moms. And John says, I will take care of her. So let me change for just a moment from chatting with moms to talking to those with moms. First, if your mom is still living, honor your mother. Honor your mother. However that needs to be for you, honor your mother. Even if she's not here, though, and she's passed on, continue to honor your mom. We can dishonor our moms, even if they've been gone. We can say some things that shouldn't be said. And second, if your mom is still living, care for her. In a society, in a day and age where we just disregard the elderly, put those things aside and don't put your mom or your dad aside and care for them. Follow Jesus' response and care for your mom. My mom was made mention of as 73. She lives in Mitchell, South Dakota. But I need to be prepared as a son because someday she's going to grow older. I'm not sure how those end of life are going to take place, and I know each family can choose differently, but I have to have in my mindset, how am I going to help my mom? In my life, I've been able, even in this church, I've been able to watch some of you take care of your moms in later years. Thanks for doing that. That's valuable. That speaks so wonderfully to me. I was born in 1973. That was the same year that Roe v. Wade allowed abortions in our land. I'm thankful that my mom chose life. And all of you that are younger than me, be thankful that your mom chose life for you. Hear this poem. When mother prayed, she found sweet rest. When mother prayed, her soul was blessed. Her heart and mind on Christ were stayed, and God was there when mother prayed. Moms, continue to know your kids. Though you are sometimes unseen, know that your presence is super important. Thanks for caring, each of you mothers, and let us care for our moms. They are a gift to each of us. Stand with me today as we conclude in prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for allowing us to look into your scripture today. Thank you for Mary and for her showing us how to be a mom. Thank you that she knew Jesus. Thank you that despite being unseen, she played a magnificent part. Thank you for her presence. And then, Jesus, thank you for caring for your mom. And may we care for our moms as well. I think of those of us who are in this room that our moms are living. Some of us are still in a home. Help us to love on our moms today, and not just today, but help us to respect them, love them, honor them, serve them, listen to them. God, for those who are mothers in the room, again, I just pray that you would bless them today, that you would give them wisdom and discernment. God, I pray today for that wayward son, that daughter who is lost, that grandson who seems to be so far away, that granddaughter who there's some great concern for. God, in these moments, would you enable these mothers to know that you're continuing to work and that they can trust in you. And may there be a grand thing that happens even this month in the life of that individual. Thank you, God, for our mothers. I pray that they would be blessed today as they have given each of us life. We love you, and we pray this in the mighty and the powerful name of Jesus. Amen. Ladies, make sure you get a carnation on your way out. Thank you for coming today. God bless you.